B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
An elderly man, this is terrible, has been killed by a pack of hyenas in Zimbabwe after they pulled him from his bed while he was sleeping. Wow.
Well, how the hell did they get into his condo?
It wasn't a condo. Oh. The man, who has been identified by the authorities as 87-year-old Tendai Maseka, was dragged about 1,000 feet from his mud and wood hut. Oh, man. The incident occurred on Monday night in central Zimbabwe. By the time Maseka's body was discovered by villagers, its lower half was missing.
Oh, my God.
Casey, I think you told me about a group of hyenas, what they're called the other day.
Yeah, they're called a cackle?
I think it was was it a giggle or a cackle? Something to do with laughing.
A chortle?
For sure.
It might have been. It's a grundle. It's a grundle of a grundle? Hyena.
Bill named them.
A chortle.
It's a chortle.
A little of hyenas at this point. Now, did they catch all this on the guy's Ring camera?
Maybe they did in his mud hut. Yeah. Park rangers are currently hunting for the animals in a bid to eliminate them.
God, that's no way. There's no way to go out being eaten by hyenas. A chortle of hyenas.
Casey was right. It's a cackle. Very good.
Cackle of hyenas. Now, do you guys remember the movie? It was based on a true story about the ghost in the darkness. The two lions that wreaked havoc.
True story. Michael Douglas and Val Kilmer.
Yeah, and it's a great movie, but there is one scene where this dude is just sleeping in his tent, just minding his own business, snoring away, and either the ghost or the darkness came in and took him right out.
No, wow. Nature's savage.
Yeah. The same pack of hyenas is believed to have been responsible for a recent series of attacks on cattle and goats in the area. Maseka was buried on Thursday. Locals have been urged to be vigilant, avoid moving around at night, and keep all doors and windows closed until the animals are captured.
And the other thing is, you don't think of hyenas as being that, like, fierce and...
Oh, they are.
Oh, they're super...
Especially in a pack.
It's just...
In a chortle.
Especially, like, when you look at them, like, next to a lion, because a lion will kick a hyena's ass, right?
Yeah.
Right. But when
song goes,
that's the only reason I know that is because of that song. But when you see a hyena by itself, those things are huge.
Well, they're all jaw, mm-hmm. and that's what they do. They'll rip you apart.
All right, a controversial wellness company promoted orgasmic meditation for women, but ex-staffers say the program, which featured group pleasuring sessions, ultimately made them feel awful.
Oh, yeah.
According to a new podcast, One Taste. Founded by California native Nicole Dadone, in 2001, offered hands-on orgasm training for women who were seeking to develop their sexuality or heal from sexual trauma.
My tummy hurts!
But ex-staffers said the company was basically a sex cult, complete with a Masonic leader. BBC journalist Nastaran Tavokali Farr said in the first episode of The Orgasm Cult. That's the name of the show.
I saw the coming attractions for this, yes.
You saw the coming attractions?
Yeah.
The series promises first-person accounts from former staffers plus graphic descriptions of the meditation classes themselves. It involves a woman undressing from the waist down, lying on a nest of pillows, and having her area stroked, usually by a man, very precisely on the upper left-hand quadrant, the so-called 1 o'clock spot.
1 o'clock spot.
Described by participants called OMing, their catchphrase for orgasmic meditation. Group classes could allegedly involve dozens of women OMing at once.
Listen, if you get involved with anything that where some guy strokes your 1 o'clock spot, it's a scam.
One Taste has been the subject of controversy since at least 2018 when Bloomberg News published an expose on the international company. Many students allegedly...
Can we assume that 6 o'clock spot is butt stuff?
Allegedly signed up to work on salespeople, helping promote workshops, retreats, and coaching programs that cost up to $60,000.
You guys know the swingers couple that I know. They actually took a class. It was a couple's class, so you were there with somebody. But it was basically to... teach them how to cause a waterfall.
Okay. So just on the cruise?
And it was done in front of the class. So each couple went up and would try to accomplish this
in front of the classmate.
And if they did, they got a certificate.
What? It's ridiculous. What is this? What would they have to knock over, ducks or bowling pins, or what was it, like a carnival game? No, go ahead. You're in too far.
The people I know, they were able to do it twice in front of the class.
Wow.
Overachievers, man.
Mm-hmm.
You are our squirt superstars.
Can you imagine that people like this exist?
It's unbelievable.
In front of people?
Yeah. Steve, it was
I get
class.
Terrified when my cat opens the door when I'm going to the bathroom.
Well, listen to what people were paying for this. Customers were paying $499 for a weekend course, $4,000 for a retreat, $12,000 for coaching program, and $60,000 for an all-inclusive option. And therefore, they were getting ripped off like crazy. So ex-staffers said that they were pressured to have sex with potential clients to get them signed up for the pricey programs, and that the sales methods were predatory, putting people in debt deeply.
Well, before you prejudge, everyone got an inflatable pool for 12 people.
Oh, yeah. Bonus. All right. This is a little different, but a British dad is... fighting blindness and paralysis in an Indian hospital after being bitten by a snake while he had coronavirus.
Oh, man. That's Jones just not your day.
Is now in intensive care after being bitten by a black king cobra.
Oh, that's enough.
In the northwest of the country. The former healthcare worker who lives on the Isle of Wight with his family had been in India for months doing charity work. His son Seb said that he had not been able to travel home due to the pandemic. And as a family, we understood his desire to continue to support the many people who relied on him. We were naturally concerned about him, though. And then when we heard he had also suffered what is usually a fatal snake bite on top of all he had been through, we honestly could not believe it. It really has been touch and go. He is stable at the moment, although he has paralysis in his legs and blindness, both of which we hope is temporary. But it is clear that he is going to need to remain in the hospital out there for some time to come.
So is there any chance the snake could have gotten coronavirus off of him?
I don't know. One last question. Imagine moving into a new house, finding something pretty weird left behind by the previous owner. A woman named Catherine Gaston had recently moved into a new home in Scotland and was freaked out after finding a jar in the kitchen containing an aortic valve in formaldehyde.
Oh, my God.
Her find was so crazy that she's been crowned the winner of Sofa Company CSC's competition that looks for the freakiest find that Brits made in their new homes.
Oh, that's a good contest.
Yeah, it is. The aortic valve beat out over 500 other weird entries, and Catherine will now receive a new sofa worth over $1,100.
We should do that.
I like it.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
New Christmas lights. We were just talking about
that. Yes.
Were recently installed in the municipality of Oudenburg in Belgium, and they're supposed to look like candles, but the creators decided that a flame at the top of a white column was cliche. So instead, they put a blue ball on top of it. However, residents say the festive decorations look like male genitalia.
Oh, no.
Mayor Anthony Dumery says, "Of course, it was not our intention to install Christmas lights that remind people of a penis.
You don't even want to see the Santa hats.
I only realized myself when they were illuminated, but we have to see the humor in this. You're looking at video of this.
What the hell is that?
Let's just say that we will have the country's most talked about Christmas lights this year, so at least they have a good sense of humor.
They're just ugly. I mean, they're
stupid looking.
Definitely phallic, but they're just stupid looking.
All right, listen to these idiots. A chemistry question asked Tuesday during what was a 10th grade class references the police killing of George Floyd. From time to time, you have people who create these tests or quizzes at school,
and they
try to do topical things, and they do stupid things. So the question reads, and this was a chemistry question. George Floyd couldn't breathe because a police officer put his blank George's neck. The answer is neon, the element that sounds like neon.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. Classes are currently being held virtually at Arlington Public School. Shortly after the class, a screenshot of the question started circulating on social media, and parents started calling the school. The post adds, the teacher tried to pass it off as something that everyone would know or it would be easy to get. In a letter to family sent Wednesday, the principal said the secondary program, once known as Hippie High for its liberal approach to education, does not tolerate any form of cultural or racial insensitivity. We'll be meeting directly with the students in the class and we'll work with all of our students to process the incident. On Thursday, the superintendent weighed in, saying that the teacher had been relieved of classroom duties while investigation related to this matter takes place. They said, I want to assure everyone that this situation will be handled in accordance with our policies and all staff are held to the highest standards of professional behavior. So every now and then you get a moron. A police officer was punched in the face Monday by a woman who was allegedly upset that her pot-bellied pig was being impounded by the city.
Oh, no.
Officer Cole Ogden and two public works employees were attempting to corral the estrayed pig in an intersection. The animal had been the subject of repeated citizen complaints, and its owner, Ariane Swenson, had been warned multiple times to keep the pig put up.
How big a pig are we talking?
They didn't indicate. As Ogden and Public Works employee Jason Stokes and Logan Knight were attempting to detain the pig so animal control could impound it, Swenson allegedly came running toward them down the street. Swenson allegedly shoved Stokes and Knight in an attempt to get them away from the wayward pig and disregarded orders from Ogden to step back and, quote, let us do what we had to do. Swenson allegedly took a swing at Ogden with a closed fist striking him in the face. That's a police officer. So Swenson has been charged with assault on a public servant and faces 2 to 10 years in prison if convicted.
But this person had been letting their pig get out in other instances, correct?
Yeah, so people have been complaining about
you
the
and
pig.
Your pig.
Now, her husband, Aaron Swenson, is currently being held in the county jail with a bail set at $1 million. He was an alleged member of the Boogaloo Boys, allegedly live streamed himself on social media in April, driving in the Texarkana area searching for a police officer to murder. So that's the chick's husband.
Yeah, they seem like a sweet family.
What a lovely couple, yeah. Right?
Sweet family. Mm-hmm.
Here's a story about an 81-year-old former Marine from suburban Chicago used his grandfather's antique Irish walking stick to chase off three burglars and deliver one with a thump in the head for his trouble. Dan and Barbara Donovan said that a man in a reflective vest and mask knocked on their door and said that he was a utility worker who needed to check their fuse box due to a recent fire in the area. Barbara Donovan said while they were in the basement with the man who was looking at their electric circuit panel, she heard squeaking floorboards upstairs and realized something wasn't right. And she said, I yelled, Danny, somebody's in our bedroom. She bounded up the steps, followed by her husband and the so-called utility worker. When the couple reached the main floor, they found two other men inside, one holding a pillowcase from their bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Dan Donovan began trying to chase the three men from their house, and that's when he grabbed his grandfather's shillelagh, which is an antique Irish walking stick,
yeah,
propped in the corner of the couple's dining room. He said, I was trying to find some type of persuasive weapon, so I picked up the Irish shillelagh, and it turned out to be the equalizer because I managed to chase him out of the house. Donovan struck the man with the pillowcase in the back of the head with the stick. The man held on to the pillowcase, and he followed his two cohorts outside, but Donovan, who was barefoot, followed, using the shillelagh to deliver blows to the windshield and rear window of the men's SUV before they fled.
Is
he 81, by the way.
Shillelagh's original intent as a weapon?
Ooh, I don't know.
Because the shillelagh, we always think of, I always thought of it more as like a walking stick.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So that's what they said it was a walking stick.
The question is it wasn't used as a weapon at any point.
But he did use it that particular day as a weapon. And that is what I have for you in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.